Memories of the Moynihan Family by Susie Stanzel. My history with the Moynihans actually began with the Sims family. Bill and Jana Sims were Jana's parents. Jana said we met when we were children. I actually don't remember that. I believe I first met Jana in 1968 when efforts were being made to reorganize the Kansas affiliate. I was 18 years old and didn't really understand what discrimination was. I left Kansas in 1971 when I was hired as a computer programmer for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Jana kept inviting me to chapter meetings. Finally, when Patty Schreck was in Kansas City after the 1974 National Convention, she contacted me and asked why I was not a member of the Federation. She asked if I had really given it consideration. Patty was the person at the Kansas School for the Blind I really wanted to emulate. With her gentle push, I joined and never looked back. The Stanzels and the Moynihans were friends through thick and very thin. My middle daughter, Jenny, who now goes by Virginia, coined her phrase, "Our twin family." It really does describe our relationship with the Moynihans. We really were twin families. The dates of our marriages were July 26th. The only difference was that Dean and I were married in 1975, and Janet and Jim were married in 1980. I was 6 weeks from delivering Lori, who now goes by Loretta. Therefore, I had the easy job of sitting and tending Janet and Jim's guest book. My children were born between 1980 and 1986. During these years, Jana and Jim had two children, J.C., who now goes by James, and their daughter, Janine. Those of you who have friends who had children of similar ages know how much easier it is to get together. Each house has toys. Each house has a good chance of being cluttered, especially if the children are young. Neither family was ashamed of how the house looked. All the adults wanted to do was to relax and allow the children to play. Loretta's favorite memory is playing Atari and eating pizza. The adults went out for dinner on our anniversaries and for birthdays. We loved to go to the Peppercorn Duck Club. Jim always had duck. I thought it was the greasiest thing I ever came in contact with. The absolutely funniest thing ever happened was when Jim went to the C&I and got another dog. You absolutely will not believe what his name was. It was Dean. As many of you will remember, that was my husband's name. When JC was old enough to drive, they got a car, but when they most needed it, it happened to be in the shop. Jana's father was in the hospital. My father had recently passed away. They were unable to rent a car because JC was under 18 and Jim and Jana were both blind. We loaned them our van. That is the only time in my life I really thought God friended me. Dean did not even object. In those days, we didn't have anything but taxis and you never knew when you would ever get one. I had made more than one emergency trip to the hospital and couldn't imagine not being able to get there. I didn't want Janet to be in the situation of needing to go to the hospital and not being able to get there, so we lent our car. Sometimes saying you care isn't enough. You have to show it. When I say we were friends through thick and thin, I really do mean that at times it was thin. In 2006, Dean was diagnosed with kidney cancer. Janet had been diagnosed with breast cancer several years earlier. Jim and his barbershop quartet came to our home and sang to Dean on Valentine's Day in 2007. Dean subsequently passed away on June 21st of that year. When you need help packing boxes to move, you really find out who your friends are. When Jana and Jim were packing to move to St. Louis, my girls and I helped pack boxes with the Pen Friend. This is a device that lets you place a tag on a box and then record a message that is played with the device sees that tag. I reminded Janine about that when she called me and told me about Jim's death. Janine was very thankful for all the work we did with that Pen Friend. Her mother could not really do any of the unpacking. Jana only lived a few weeks after moving. Yes, we were friends through thick and thin, from 1968 or earlier until April 4th. I think of them often. Our families were each made better because our love and unity was multiplied by two. It is hard to be without Dean, Jim, and Jana, but there is a song by Mary Black called "The Thorn Upon the Rose" that contains these lines that sum up how I feel. Win or lose is just the same. Tears of joy, tears of pain. They're hand in hand, they come as one. You'll never see the moon without the promise of the sun. For all the bruises, for all the blows, I'd rather feel the thorn than to never see the rose. So when you pick the handsome flower, don't forget the thorn upon the rose. Its cut is deep and its scar lasts forever. It follows love wherever love goes.